The Vox Markets Podcast.
Good morning. It's Monday, the 6th of March, 2023. And here are the top five most read RNSs on the Vox Markets platform this morning. At five, Vesarion, Costain Civil Engineering Project. Vesarion announced the completion of the construction phase of a civil engineering project being undertaken by the company with a subsidiary of Costain Group PLC. Vesarion has been working with Costain to develop designs for and bring into production a 3D printed concrete headwall for use in highway construction projects, part of the Digital Roads and Future Partnership, a collaboration led by the University of Cambridge, Costain and National Highways, of which Vesarion is a partner. At four, Horizonte Minerals, Araguaia Line 2 feasibility study contracts awarded. Horizonte reports that it has awarded contracts for the Line 2 feasibility study at its Araguaia nickel project. The second line at the Araguaia is expected to increase production by 100% to 29,000 tonnes of nickel per year through the construction of a duplicate RKEF processing facility. At three, IOG PLC, Blyth H2 well spud. IOG confirms that the Blyth H2 well spudded at 3:20 a.m. on Sunday, the 5th of March. H2 well is expected to take approximately 3 months to drill, complete and hook up, subject to the usual offshore operational risks to scheduling. At two, Greatland Gold, 2023 half-year results summary. Cash, £59.8 million. Total debt, £43.5 million. Operating loss, £3.5 million. Haverian feasibility study progressing, focus on value-enhancing options. Updated mineral resource for Haverian of 85 million tonnes at 2 grams per tonne of gold and 0.26% copper for a total of 5.5 million ounces of gold and 223 kt of copper. And at one, the most read RNS on the Vox Markets platform this morning comes from UK Oil and Gas, Turkey, Pinarova 1 drilling update. UK Oil and Gas announced that further to its Pinarova 1 release on the 1st of March, the company is now in possession of Turkey's General Directorate on Mining and Petroleum Affairs' formal written consent covering the Pinarova 1 exploration wells, geological and technical objectives and design. As is customary, the DGMPA requests that they must receive a notice of intended spud 5 days before actual drilling commencement, still currently expected to be around the end of March or early April. For more details on any of these RNSs, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast.